Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The forecast for tonight, becoming partly cloudy, some frost is possible, a low of 35. There are still plenty of things Racine Mayor John Dickert wants to accomplish before he leaves office in a few months for a new job with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. High on the list are phase two for the hotel and event center and getting Machinery Row moving with a new developer, but also a couple of projects yet to be unveiled. At WRJN's Community Conversation, the mayor mentioned efforts continue on attracting two or three businesses to the city, while hoping his replacement continues many of the efforts started on key issues for Racine.
On HALO and homelessness that we've been doing with the Veterans Outreach and the HALO Consortium we're building, I'm hoping that they continue to work with the housing partnership that we put together, which is an amazing group, which is rebuilding a lot of homes in Uptown right now, about 10 of them, to start taking that area back and putting it back in good hands. And I hope they continue to work with us and our Department of Development and in RCEDC and continuing our growth in the business community here.
Mayor Dickert said downtown Racine gets a lot of attention because it's part of the community where many younger people want to be and why businesses tend to follow. The Racine Unified School Board got an update on the district's budget now and the forecast for 2018 and what lies ahead for the next 5 years. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talked about budgeting very tightly based on closely monitoring the numbers in different areas to come up with projections on such high-profile items as health care. While current year adjustments will come to the board in 2 weeks, Duff spoke about the 2017-18 budget and being more confident about the governor's per-pupil aid increase getting the legislative okay.
I have in this assumption that we're getting that additional aid, but the payments that we make for open enrollment and vouchers are linked to that per pupil amount. So if we get more money in per pupil aid, our costs will also increase for open enrollment and the voucher costs as well. So they're both linked. So that's hopefully that makes some sense. So because we have that assumption, we'll have slightly higher open enrollment costs.
Duff reminded board members the figures connected to such areas as staffing are only estimates at this point and subject to change. If changes to Kenosha's ordinance on the location of tattoo shops are approved, they would be allowed in business areas across the city. Currently, Kenosha's ordinance restricts tattoo establishments to the uptown and downtown business districts and places several restrictions on where in those districts they can be located. Alderman John Fox said he was approached by a person who wants to open a tattoo salon, but not in the uptown or downtown districts. He's also proposing that many of those restrictions on the businesses be eliminated. He said the ordinance change would not affect the businesses already located in the downtown area.
There's three tattoo studios within 1,000 feet of each other. They'll be grandfathered in. Future use, there is still areas in the downtown district in the B3 that they can locate it. So I'm not trying to get them all. I'm just trying to make it to where they're able to go out through the whole city.
There are only a handful of tattoo businesses in Kenosha. The proposed amendments have been referred to the City Plan Commission for review. The Burlington Common Council meets in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 tonight ahead of its regular business meeting. And one of the agenda items is the proposed sale of two properties to a development group for a proposed $6 million project. Aldermen will discuss the offer to sell 249 and 261 East Chestnut Street to Core Upgrades 2 LLC. Also on the agenda, the proposed agreement between the city and Burlington Pool Corporation to operate the new pool at Deaver Park, with final council approval slated for May 16th, and purchase of a Class B liquor license for $12,500 from the town of Burlington, which will also get a final vote on the 16th. The Racine County Board will hold an executive committee meeting just ahead of the regular 6:30 business meeting, another closed session to again talk about the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. The committee held a closed-door meeting last week on that issue, as well as another matter involving the village of Sturtevant, but nothing was mentioned afterward. There's been no mention of a specific potential buyer of Ridgewood after talks ended weeks ago with Villa Healthcare. State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Randall and State Senator Van Wongard are holding a joint listening session on the state budget tomorrow. The sessions will be held at the Summers Village Hall beginning at 1 p.m., followed at 3 in the Paddock Lake Village Hall, and then at the Pleasant Prairie Village Hall at 6. Everyone is invited to attend one of the listening sessions to share their thoughts on the governor's budget and share their budget priorities with the two state lawmakers. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The forecast is coming up.